Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com. Once again, live in his car. It's snowing again. It is the I'm leaving Mackey Arena following Purdue's 75-70 win over Northwestern, and it is snowing again. We're 2 for 2 on this muck following me out of Mackey Arena. The good news is it's that really powdery stuff, so if you slam your door really hard, it all falls off. But then the trade-off there being that a bunch of it blows into your car and lands on your driver's side seat and you sit in it, but small price to pay for being so easy to clean off. I'm off on a weird tangent here already. Purdue wins 75-70 over Northwestern once again. You are going to have to deal with the background sound of my windshield wipers once again screeching, but start off, this is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, once again brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remaxability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So Purdue wins 75-70 over Northwestern, who had come in losing 8 games in a row. The final margin probably is not what maybe you anticipated, hoped for, whatever it may be, but, you know, Purdue isn't there yet, and they are going to experience some inconsistency still, and for your inconsistency to come in your margin of victory in Big Ten wins, or to be revealed in your margin of victory in wins in Big Ten games this year, or any year, instead of, you know, losses, I think that's good. Purdue, this was largely cosmetic, though, so when you look at, like, them only winning by 5 points, also look at, like, where things were. Purdue was up 13 points in the first half, and then Northwestern makes 4 threes in the final 2.5 minutes. That was never going to be sustainable, much like the Minnesota shooting the last time they played at home. You know, Purdue couldn't, for whatever reason, late in the game, couldn't inbound the ball against the vaunted full-court pressure of Northwestern University. I'm not really sure what was going on there, but kind of a momentary lapse of reason, to use Pink Floyd terminology. I don't know what Purdue's deal was at the end of the game, inbounding the ball against pressure, but they couldn't do it. So a game, you know, they were up 9 in late. That guy runs right through a red light. Look at that. Classy. Anyway, Purdue's up 9 late. You're well on your way to winning this game by a dozen or so, and you just don't, because you can't inbound the ball late for whatever reason. And so this really was, it looks like a 5-point win, but really it was more like a, you know, probably 10 to 12 point win, all things considered. But be that as it may, you know, there's inconsistency there still, and there's going to be the rest of the year probably, because you just don't wake up one morning with a bunch of freshmen and all of a sudden you play like a bunch of seniors. Purdue obviously won this game for a lot of reasons, the largest of which was not the literally largest would be Zach Edey. He was one of the reasons, but the figuratively largest reason being Jaden Ivey, who, you know, as I just said in the rap video I'll post here when I get home, you know, I'll say the same thing now I said when I first saw the kid play AAU, was that he's a star. I think that's pretty evident right now that he's got really, really high level ability. He's got really, really high level work ethic. He just has star power to him too. I mean, that's a thing, you know. And he was really, really good tonight, and he scored 20 points. But that's one of the impressive parts of it. The other impressive part of the fact that when Northwestern paid too much attention to him coming off ball screens early in the second half, he made the right basketball play and got the ball to Mason Gillis coming in behind him for open three-pointers, and on this night Mason Gillis couldn't miss. So that was Jaden Ivey having the presence of mind as a freshman on a red-hot night to, you know, slow his roll, so to speak, and make the right basketball play. And that's something, you know, Purdue sometimes had a hard time getting upperclassmen to do, and he's doing it already, which, now, obviously, aggressiveness is not something that Jaden Ivey's ever going to be short on. You know, he can be aggressive to a fault. We all know this. But for him to be able to slow it down a little bit here and there and make the right basketball play, you know, I think was really significant too. This wasn't just Jaden Ivey scoring. This was Jaden Ivey playing really well. all around. I thought he defended well based on what I saw live. I thought he just had a really good all-around game. And, you know, he was the best player on the floor in a game with a potential first-team All-Big Ten player in Trevion Williams, who was in foul trouble all night, and a bunch of guys who played a lot of basketball at Northwestern and Purdue alike. So, huge game for Jaden Ivey. That's the biggest piece of this puzzle. I think the second biggest piece of this puzzle is, you know, I mentioned earlier, Zach Edey. He was fantastic in this game, too. I know he didn't finish around the basket as well as he would have liked. You know, the Northwestern had to crowd him the way mid-majors had to crowd him because they don't nearly have the size enough to really, really affect him. And that gave him problems at times. You know, it was 1-on-4 at times around the rim, and that's not an easy deal sometimes for the one. But he did a really nice job from a defensive perspective. He had 11 rebounds to go along with 12 points. He was 8-of-8 at the foul line, 4-of-4 in the final couple minutes, really putting this game away with a block shot that led to a dunk for Brandon Newman and then 4 straight free throws. That he was kind of Purdue's closer in that sense. But also, when you look at the totality of his game, you know, everything he did productivity-wise was done in the place of Trevion Williams, who is one of the best players in the Big Ten, and I think that adds an extra layer of importance to everything Zach Edey did here, because this wasn't a Trevion Williams game. Every Big Ten game thus far for Purdue has in some way, shape, or form been a Trevion Williams game. This one wasn't. He had 8 points and didn't even play 20 minutes because of fouls and all that stuff, and he had a bunch of turnovers early, some of which were his fault, some of which weren't, but I think that, you know, Zach Edey gets a tremendous amount of credit for this game, because a lot of teams, when you have, you know, a first-team All-Big Ten caliber player as your best player, and he's been as consistent as he's been, you know, your foundation is gone when he's not productive. And when you compound that with the fact that Sasha Stefanovic was back today, but he wasn't, you know, back today, that's, you know, your two or three most important upperclassmen, you know, who aren't producing at an optimal level. And for Zach Edey to pretty much erase one of those voids, you know, speaks volumes about his impact on that game, you know, Purdue just won. But this wasn't pretty, obviously, nor will a lot of them be pretty. That's kind of the nature of the Big Ten this year, on top of the nature of being young in the Big Ten, is that sometimes you just have to take the wins and go the hell home. And be damn glad you got the win. And that's exactly what Purdue's doing right now, I'm quite certain. So I'm going to kind of leave it at that. For GoldenBlack.com, once again, this is Brian Newbert with your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast following Purdue's 75-70 win over Northwestern. It has been brought to you by Fobbs Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and the Gridiron Metalworks. So thank you to all of them for their support. Thank you for listening and all of that stuff. I'm using my microphone, my external microphone on my phone to do this today. So if you think the audio was better today, or if you think it was better without the mic, shoot me a note at bnewbert@goldenblack.com and let me know what you think. I'm interested to know if this microphone actually helps or hurts. So let me know. Thanks, everybody. Bye.